America does not simply stand for stability or the absence of conflict, no matter what the cost. We stand for the more lasting peace that can only come through opportunity and freedom for people everywhere. Which brings me to the fourth and final element of American leadership: our willingness to act on behalf of human dignity. America's support for democracy and human rights goes beyond idealism. It is a matter of national security. Democracies are our closest friends and are far less likely to go to war. Economies based on free and open markets perform better and become markets for our goods. Respect for human rights is an antidote to instability and the grievances that fuel violence and terror. A new century has brought no end to tyranny. In capitals around the globe, including, unfortunately, some of America's partners, there's been a crackdown on civil society. The cancer of corruption has enriched too many governments and their cronies and enraged citizens, from remote villages to iconic squares. And watching these trends, or the violent upheavals in parts of the Arab world, it's easy to be cynical. But remember that because of America's efforts, because of American diplomacy and foreign assistance, as well as the sacrifices of our military, more people live under elected governments today than at any time in human history.